Welcome to your midweek pick-me-up.
This is Mind, Body, Purpose with April Judd
and Michelle Stevenette. Each episode provides three tangible ways to improve your life. One to nourish your mind, one to connect to your body, and one to live in your purpose.
This is where you find confidence to go so you can have confidence to be. We're so glad you're here. Hey, welcome. This is Mind, Body, Purpose with April Judd and Michelle Stevenette.
Hey, friends.
We are so happy that you are here. We've got a real treat for you today.
Yes, we have an interview with Dalee Cox. She is a wardrobe stylist. And as you know, we are all about all things confidence. And sometimes there are people that we love want to bring on the podcast to help us better understand certain aspects of their expertise or their field that we think will be really useful and helpful. And this is one area that we just thought would be a really fun topic to discuss.
We also love being able to support other women who are pursuing their passions and creating goodness in the world. And that's exactly what Dalee is doing. And we love that we can gain some insight and wisdom right along with them. So without further ado, let's introduce Dalee.
So Dalee was born and raised in Washington State. She now lives in Utah with her husband and four children. With her oldest starting high school and her youngest in first grade this year, she recently launched her career as a wardrobe stylist.
She has a passion for slow fashion and encourages her clients to fall in love with their current wardrobes and become more conscious consumers. In her spare time, she teaches a dance aerobics class for women in her community, loves hiking with friends and family, and watching reality dating shows.
Please enjoy this interview with Dalee Cox.
I help women shop their closet and create outfits from their current closet. And then I do inspiration boards with all of their clothes that I put together and all of their outfits that I put together. And then I help them consume more consciously. So I'm trying to get women to rethink about their wardrobe and where their clothes come from and where they are going. So I don't do a lot of personal shopping. I do a lot of encouraging women to use what they have and then shop differently and kind of teach them how to shop differently from their current patterns.
Okay, I'm excited to hear so much more about that. Thank you for kind of giving us a good overview. Let's like rewind just a little bit. And I'm just curious, where did you gain this passion about it? Like, why is this important to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I started, I guess, probably more like junior high when I was obsessed with clothes. Mm-hmm. And I would share clothing with my sister and her friends and my friends. And I never wore the same outfit twice. And I spent just about all the money I made on clothes. So I've always loved fashion. I always loved clothing. I went to cosmetology school as a profession and I worked in a salon and loved all things beauty and style. And then as my budget changed, as I kind of matured and I started learning how to dress my body, I found slow fashion. And that really changed my mindset around my clothing. And I kind of became obsessed with this idea of where my clothes come from, what I'm doing with my clothing, how I care for it, how I treat it. And I started then looking at where my clothing went also. So I went and toured facilities that take our donations. I called manufacturers. I started digging deep into where our clothes go. And it was really astounding to find out that I was a big part of the problem, where I would buy a lot of clothes from the same places. I would wear them just a couple times. I would discard them. And I really looked at my clothing as disposable. And so as my kids got older and I started to look into if I was going to go back and do hair or what I was going to do besides be a stay-at-home mom, which I was for about 13, 14 years, fashion was really what my passion was. And so I started doing friends and family for free, saying, hey, can I come rummage through your closet, see what you have, talk to you about changing your shopping patterns and things. And I realized I was not alone. A lot of women are transitioning into a grown-up wardrobe and we just don't know where to start. We're not content with what we have, and yet we have a ton of clothes in our wardrobe. So I just decided to one day launch my business, and it's been so fun. I'm still starting out. I still have a lot to learn, but I have met so many amazing women and I get amazing feedback. I feel like there really is a need for this out there.
Ooh, I love that. I love your research behind it. I can feel like your excitement over it. Yeah. And as you're talking, I feel like you're checking all the boxes of me, like as I relate to it. I'm like, oh, I love fashion. Ooh, I love buying things. Oh, I wear them a couple of times. And then, yeah, they end up at Savers or the neighbor girl that I donate my things to. But yeah, no, I love that idea. And I'm thinking that, I mean, we'd have to be crazy not to acknowledge the fact that your physical appearance does in some way add or possibly detract from how confident you feel and how you present yourself in the world and in how you show up. And so it's not everything, but I think that even the ability to be able to confidently move forward in the way that you dress and the way that you shop and what your clothes and things are saying about you, that will definitely increase your confidence.
As you were talking, Delia, it made me, and you're like, oh, I've started with my friends and family. You know how, you know when you have, you know, somebody who like maybe goes to massage school and you're like, I'll be your practice person. So like hearing you say that, I'm like, I want a friend that wants to practice on me, like come to my wardrobe and help me put together my clothes in different ways, because having a different set of eyes, I think, is really useful to help put pieces together that you might not have thought to, right? I think that that's a really beautiful service that you can offer, kind of opening your eyes to new ways of wearing the things that you already have. That like speaks to me in a big way. So I love that that's something that you do. I'm curious if you have any little tips for how to combine things that you might not have thought to, or how that process goes for creating. Do you have any like quick tips or ideas around that?
That is a great question. Most women that I work with, the two main things that they want to build more confidence in is looking more updated and put together. Mm-hmm. And being able to have a closet that is quick and easy to go to. Yes. So those are kind of main things I help them with. So what I do is I go through their closet and, like you said, put things together in a different way. And I think sometimes we get distracted by things being outdated. And so we'll have a shirt that we feel is outdated. But if you put it with some more updated pieces, like a pair of jeans that you love, a blazer that you love, put some jewelry on it. Outdated pieces can feel more updated. I feel like a lot of things in our wardrobe are not such a lost cause. The other thing that has changed my life is taking my clothes to a tailor. So if there is something I don't like about that shirt, or that I feel like is outdated, or like the pants I'm wearing are my favorite jeans, but they had a hole in them. And so instead of discarding them, I took them to my seamstress. It's just this elderly lady in my neighborhood who is retired and needs something to do, and she loves to sew. So you can sometimes find a friend or a neighbor that loves to sew, or you can take your clothes to a dry cleaner, and they are really inexpensive. So refashioning your clothes in that way is a great way to update them and make it fit you better and more your style.
I love that tip so much because I am a thrifter. I love thrift shopping. And man, there are things that you think are totally outdated, and then you see them in a whole new light on a thrift store hanger, and it's like Nordstrom just came into the thrift store and it's back in your closet. Like, I love that so much.
April's got a knack for this kind of thing.
Oh, well, she really does. But fashion is so much, it's so much fun. And I share a similar background as you do. I went to cosmetology school, and I know there's a big difference when people come and sit in my chair and the way they feel about themselves, and they have like a little bit of extra, you know, pep about them and like joy a little bit when they walk out the door. Their confidence has been boosted. Yeah. And I think especially we as women, if you can look in your wardrobe, if you can look in your closet and know like, hey, I've got 7 outfits right here that I can put on, that I'm going to be confident in, that I'm going to feel good about myself in, that I can step into the world and, you know, be able to concentrate on other things because I already feel good about the way I'm presenting myself. That goes a long way. That's very helpful.
So I just want to add a little thing to what you just said. I think it's very significant to, because this could feel like a very selfish thing to be like, I'm worried about my appearance. You know, it can seem very, very self-serving. But when you are taken care of and put together, then that releases you from having to worry about you, I feel like. And it allows you to then feel more capable of giving your attention and your energy to those around you. And so for me, I feel like if I don't have to worry about me and I just know that I've got something to wear and I can just feel good in it, then I don't have to think about me again, right? And so so for me, this is why I feel passionate about that, is just to not have to think about me, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes, and I can never remember who it was from. I think it was one from one of the general authority's wives. And she said, take the time in the morning to look the best you can. And then when you walk out the door, forget about yourself. I also love the idea of less perfection, more authenticity. And when you really find out what you like and what makes you feel good about yourself, you're able to be more authentic. Mm-hmm. And less worried about other people's opinions, less worried about what people think of you, and less self-conscious, honestly.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's absolutely what I was trying to say.
Yes.
It does make you less self-conscious.
Absolutely. Okay, let's walk right into our takeaways. So Dalee's still going to offer us some takeaways for the day. The takeaway for the mind, tell us about that.
So the takeaway for the mind is that we have negative mindsets that creep in about our wardrobe that really keep us from being satisfied with what we have. And one of those mindsets is, I don't have anything to wear. Even though we have a closet full of clothes, mm-hmm. I don't have anything to wear. So if we can shift that mindset to, I am blessed with a closet full of possibilities, then it opens up that idea of, I have what I need. And so the fast fashion average is wearing something only 5 times and then discarding it. And we are just so disenchanted with our clothing after we spend money on it and wear it a couple times. So if you could wear it just 50 times or maybe even 15 times and look at it as a long-term thing that you're going to love in your closet, then that is a better mindset than, I have nothing to wear. Most of us have clothing with tags still on it, sitting in our closet.
It's fine. Last week I saw Michelle and she literally said, oh, hey, don't you have that shirt in another color? I said, yes, only I didn't know that. And this one's been hanging on the hanger for a year with the tag still attached.
Oh, you are not alone. You are really alone. So if we can change that mindset to, I have a closet full of possibilities instead of, I have nothing to wear, it will help. Another one is, I wish I had so-and-so's closet. Mm. We are constantly bombarded with images of other women and fashion and things, which is great for inspiration. But if we can change my mindset to, I am going to find an outfit that feels like me, then it takes away that desire to be like someone else and always want something that we don't have.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, Stacey London said, the key to real style isn't about what you are wearing, it's about self-awareness. It is being aware of what you are trying to express. And if you are in control of that, then you get to be the person you really want to be. We really need to be in touch with who we are. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So instead of wishing that we had so-and-so's closet, try to figure out what's really you and go from there. Another mindset is, nothing fits me right now, which can be really frustrating. Weight fluctuations are just a part of life. I think I've had weight fluctuations my entire life. Mm-hmm. I had 4 babies by the time I was 30. And so my weight changed drastically all through my 20s. And now that I'm in my late-er 30s, say late-ish 30s, my weight just fluctuates for no reason. So if we can change that mindset from, nothing fits me, to, my weight fluctuations are normal, but I can work with a smaller wardrobe right now and go into our wardrobe, pick out what does fit, what does feel good, and go from there, then it's different than, I have to get rid of all these clothes or I look terrible in everything. There's always something in your wardrobe that can help you during those weight fluctuations.
Yeah, you can kind of have those go-tos that you know, like, okay, this fits and I can rock that. I can rock that every day if I need to.
You can work with a smaller capsule wardrobe during those weight fluctuations and then see if this is just a normal weight change for you, because I don't expect to be this same body 30 years from now. You know, you can decide, you can kind of see, give yourself some time and then reassess every couple months what you need and what actually fits you. The action for this is take a quick inventory of your closet, move out anything that doesn't currently fit. Don't get rid of it. Just move it to another section of your closet, another room, put it in a box under your bed, and then make 3 outfits that you absolutely love. And I think everybody can hopefully make 3 outfits from their current wardrobe and rock those for a little bit.
Ooh, I really like that. I love when you were talking about, you know, thinking you have nothing to wear. This really makes it so you not only know you have something to wear, you know you have something to wear that fits you and that you can hopefully feel good in. I think that just involves so much creativity, and I love that. I also love what you were saying about dressing for something that is you. I can't tell you how many times in my life I have wanted someone else's wardrobe so much that I will purchase something that is similar to what they have, and then I put it on and I'm thinking, this is not only not cute on me, I don't even like it. This is not me at all. Like, what am I thinking? This doesn't feel authentic. And so I love the idea of liking your own wardrobe and figuring out what will work from you. I think you can still appreciate, like you said, inspiration, look at someone else and think like, oh, that's so cute, I love that on you. And then know that for me, I love band tees. Like, I really am into music and I love like concert tees and I love all of that kind of stuff. And I was at a store once and this older gentleman, I was wearing a Beatles t-shirt. This older gentleman started talking to me. I think he thought that I knew nothing about the Beatles because he started talking to me about it. And I turned around and started talking about an album. I started talking about like the partnership between Paul McCartney and John Lennon. I started talking about like, all these different things. And he was like, oh, so you really are a fan. You're not just wearing that shirt because it's good looking. And I kind of giggled and was like, no, I really am a fan. And it was just kind of funny because it told me how many people, you know, were wearing it because it was cute. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but I felt like, okay, I know that I love this because it feels authentic to me and my style and kind of what I like and what I feel good in.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love clothing with a history. Like people ask you about, oh my gosh, where'd you get your wardrobe? And I love having a story behind it, something that I love about it. And that's what I'm trying to do, is get women to look outside of the fast fashion box and fall in love with their clothes. Have it mean something to you. I bet you will hang on to that Beatles t-shirt forever because you love it.
Yes, I totally will. And I do. So that's so fun. When you're talking about your body, there is a kind of a little section in my closet of clothing right now that it's kind of like my post-baby friendly items, you know, like the real loose things and stuff that I know will fit me at that point. And I recently have gotten rid of that section and I'm done having kids. And so some of those things I still wanted to keep though, that I still really like, and I still like to wear them, but it's really hard. I think we're hard on ourselves not trying to dress for right now. I think we try to dress for our future me that's hopefully going to lose the weight that I want to lose and fit back into this, or the past me where, hey, I used to wear this and it used to fit and I really liked it.
Yeah. Absolutely. That goes directly into the second one that we wanted to talk about, the second takeaway. And one of our biggest challenges is accepting and dressing our current body. It's so hard. But instead of loving every part of my body, I've kind of moved away from that. And I've tried to just make peace with my body. So it's kind of like my house. I don't love absolutely everything about my house, but I'm at peace with my house. I love so many things about my house. I love being in my house, but you know, oh, I would change my title or I would change this and that. But instead of focusing on the fact that I would change certain things, I'm just trying to make peace with it. It's the same thing with your spouse. You don't love everything about your spouse, but you do love your spouse and you can make peace with your spouse. And even though, you know, he chews his gum the way he chews his gum, I live with that and make peace with all the other things that I love. So I think sometimes it sounds overwhelming to absolutely love your body.
For sure.
Especially during your transitions. But we also need to realize that we are being sold a distorted perception of beauty. This perception of beauty that is shown to us and that we're supposed to live up to is completely unrealistic. And so I think there's a change in our generation and hopefully our daughter's generation. And I feel like even the older generation of accepting their bodies and being like, this is what it looks like to be this age. This is what it looks like to be a woman. So that can be really hard. Yeah, but there's so much more to our appearance and so much more to us than just our current body shape.
So how do you recommend finding the right fit for your shape? Do you have some tips or ideas around that?
I would say try again, and just look at yourself as a whole. I would say stand back and look at it as a whole. If you're creating outfits out of proportions, then it doesn't really matter that you have this hanging out right here, or this looks a little squishier than you'd like. When I look at my friends, I'm not honing in on certain parts of their body. So if we can stand back and look at ourselves more objectively, then that definitely helps. As far as dressing, like specifically for your body type, I think back in the day, there used to be a lot of rules. Wear this, don't wear this, wear this, don't wear this. Rules are out the window. And the new thing is, if you feel confident and you love it, it's going to work. It's going to work. And some of the most fashionable women I know are considered plus size, and they look fantastic and stylish. I don't think looking good and feeling good and having a sense of style is limited to a certain number on the scale.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. I love that idea that you suggested of being able to look at the whole picture, because I think it is very easy for us to get very zoned in on like little certain spots, like you said, and let all of our focus go there as opposed to seeing the full picture of who we are as a whole person. We're not just this one body part. We are this full person, and we're not just even our physical form. Like, our confidence radiates beyond that even, right? And so that's I think a really great tip. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I love that you're talking about how there's no rules. People ask, I'm not sure if they ask you this, but in the hair industry all the time, they say, oh, I want to do this, but is that out of style? And I always say, oh, you know what is stylish? Whatever looks good on you, you feel good in and you feel confident in. That is absolutely the best style for you. And I think that's really true when it comes to dressing yourself. I have people that are like, oh, I know this isn't flattering, but I really love it. I'm like, oh, you know what's flattering? Your confidence. That's amazing. Like, who cares if it looks, you know, makes your waist come in the right way or whatever it's supposed to look like. I love that you love it. Yeah. I had a conversation with a friend. She asked me, she's like, hey, why is everyone like tucking their shirts in the front? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it just makes me look bigger and it accentuates a part of my body I don't really want to. But like, I think I look not stylish anymore if I just let my shirt hang out like I want. And my advice to her was, if it doesn't feel good, then no, it's not the right style for you. Like, your style, I think, is much different than a trend.
Absolutely. And I think if someone is looking at you going, ew, she's not very stylish, I think that's more their problem than yours, right?
Yeah.
I've realized too, people aren't just walking around judging each other on what we're wearing. But if you can let your light shine through with your appearance and feeling good about yourself, that's the most important thing.
Amen.
Yes, I love that. And I also love what you were saying is, you know, I mean, I think our goal is to really love ourselves and get to the point where you can love your body. But yeah, that feels kind of like a lot. It feels like a lot of work and a little kind of a big undertaking. But if you can feel peaceful with something, or maybe pick something out that you really do love about yourself and kind of concentrate on that, I think that that can help you snowball into loving yourself more. I was having a conversation with another friend and she said something about how she really likes a certain part of her. And then she immediately backtracked and said, oh, I don't want that to sound braggy. There's plenty of things that I hate about myself, obviously. And I was like, whoa, no, hold up. No, okay. I love that you just said you love something about yourself. Please, like, tell me more things you love about yourself, because I love so many things about you. And I think that as women, you know, finding something that you love and maybe making peace with the way that you are right now is so important.
Yeah, I think Eckhart Tolle said something along the lines of suffering is wishing something is different than it is. And so being able to sort of let go of our wishing so hard and just, like you said, make peace, I think is a huge step in the right direction. That doesn't mean, you know, all of a sudden pretending that you love something that you don't. It just means I'm just not going to suffer anymore. I'm just going to allow things to be as they are and not let that dim my light.
Absolutely. That's beautifully said. And I feel like mine goes up and down throughout the day. Like I'll wake up in the morning and feel really good. And then at night be like, oh, get a glimpse in the mirror. So it's a process. I just have tried to make peace with the fact that it's a process and tried to make peace with it.
Yeah.
But I have the action for you. I first heard this from Jeanine Roth. She is an author. One of her original books is Women, Food, and God. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love her. And so then I heard it again from Stacey London. But it's stand in front of the mirror, naked, and look at your body objectively. Just look at it in its current form, objectively. And I would say, think of yourself as someone else in a way. What would you say to your friend? What would you say to your daughter? What would you say to somebody that you love looking at them in the mirror? So when we look at ourselves objectively, it kind of puts it into perspective that we have a body. We have an amazing body, but we are fed this distorted reality of what it's supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bodies are supposed to look a little weird.
Yeah, they're kind of funny looking. It's true.
Yeah. And they're supposed to age and they're supposed to change and they're supposed to serve a purpose.
They're supposed to jiggle and sag and
have squishies,
stretch marks and cellulite and all those things and function and be amazing. I really love that. I think it's a challenge to think of yourself like you would someone else, because I can tell you right off the top of my head something that I love about everyone else's bodies, about their appearances, about how they present themselves. I can tell you right now what I love about you, Michelle, sitting next to me, right? But if you were to ask me, you know, how I look at myself objectively, oh man, there's a ton of judgment that just immediately comes into play. And so I think that's a really good doable action, is to be vulnerable to yourself.
Yeah.
Hang out there and stand naked. I mean, that's like full vulnerability right there. Be naked in a mirror.
It's looking.
Yeah, I like that.
But that's super powerful if you can take that perspective of like, what if this was my daughter? What if this was my dear friend?
Yeah.
It's a very different place of love and compassion, and being able to make that shift to feeling that way about yourself could possibly be one of, I think, the most powerful things you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Probably. Absolutely. It's easier said than done.
Yes.
I completely agree.
A challenge, but I think a challenge that we all should take.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's go on to purpose. I love this.
So purpose, you had asked me about my purpose, and we talked a little at the beginning about how I found my purpose, but my mission and my purpose has really been to help women find confidence in their personal style and become more content with what they have, and then become more conscious consumers. Slow fashion, I know slow fashion is thrown out a lot. Have you guys heard of slow fashion before? I didn't ask you that.
It's a newer term for me, I think. I think I'd heard fast fashion, so I can figure out what slow fashion must mean, but I don't know if it's that common yet. Maybe it is.
I agree. I follow a lot of people in the slow fashion world, so sometimes I feel like I'm behind, like I'm just coming into it, but I'm realizing it is a fairly new term, and it is kind of a big change and a big concept, and sometimes it feels overwhelming, but it can be taken into bite-sized pieces. So slow fashion is just a mindset shift about your clothing. So it's being more careful about how you shop, how you consume your clothing, how you take care of your clothing, and how you treat your clothing, and then how you discard your clothing. Another word that's thrown around a lot is ethical fashion. And they kind of go hand in hand, but they're a little bit different in the way that ethical fashion is acknowledging that there are human beings behind the clothing that we wear. So when we're talking about connection and wanting a better place for our children and feeling compassion to those around the world, when you look at how our clothing are made, how our clothing is made, where our clothes come from, it's pretty grim. And that's a little bit hard to swallow, and that can feel daunting.
We hope you are enjoying our interview with Dalee so far. She's so knowledgeable and we're so happy to have her here having an awesome conversation. However, have a little bit of a technical difficulty and the rest of our interview was cut off. So Michelle and I are going to go back through and give you kind of the rest of what we talked about along with your takeaways for the week.
So Dalee talked about emphasizing slow fashion and how most people will wear an item that they purchase maybe five times before discarding it. And so knowing that our clothes, sometimes we think, oh, we'll just donate it and it'll go to a good cause. And that's great. But in her experience, as she started researching a little bit more fully where these clothes actually are going and the places, you know, sometimes they do get reused and it's good, but there's so much that there's actually more than what is needed in the different places. And a lot of times they get shipped off to other countries and then they end up in landfills. And a lot of times those materials don't even decompose for about 200 years. And so this emphasis on being a little bit more conscientious of how often you're buying things or buying things that you're going to wear more than five times.
Mm-hmm. And where they're coming from. And so Dalee offers kind of a service, and I think this is incredible, but if you will direct message her on Instagram, she's at @thestylistnextdoor_UT. If you will direct message her and let her know kind of what your favorite clothing brands are, what you're usually consuming, she will do the research for you. She can look it up and tell you how those clothing items are sourced, what materials that they're made of that are able to decompose and the ones that aren't.
Yeah, what's sustainable, and also just the manufacturing practices. She has a way, I think she has an app or something where she researches these things she mentioned. Mm-hmm. So reach out to her, and if you have certain brands that you like to shop, you can find out a little bit more fully about them. And maybe even this is an opportunity to even maybe even let your brands know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I know my daughter, when she was getting more into this sort of thing when it comes to like makeup and skincare products and shampoos and things, she was actually calling manufacturers to ask them questions, and she learned so much just from those phone calls. So anyways, I think being sort of a voice for what our values are, and not just being sort of an absent-minded, disconnected, like we're kind of divorced from the source of our things.
We absolutely are. I think it's intentional living. It's just kind of taking all the things that we usually talk about that can give you confidence in your life by having that intentionality behind it. It's just taking that into how you dress yourself, into your wardrobe, into the things that we are consuming more often than not.
So the purpose takeaway is, one more.
Okay, so she also said that in addition to emphasizing the slow fashion was to be able to thrift or to buy secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
And I love thrifting. Thrifting is so much fun, especially for my baby girl, Vivian. I really love finding like little gems of thrifting for her, but it is really fun. And kind of in the circle of friends, you know, a lot of us love to thrift. And so one of us will be at like the DI or Savers or Goodwill, and we'll send a picture out and say like, okay, who needs these leather boots? Which size, you know, can you fit into type thing? And it's so fun. And I really just love it. But I know that going through kind of the mess of a thrift store isn't for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a couple other ways you can do it online.
Yes. So I need to look into this because I think it sounds like a terrific idea. I know there was a coat that I really wanted that was from like a previous season of a certain brand. And every time I saw it, I wanted it, but it was like gone. Like you can't find them anywhere. And then I saw somebody at Pure Bar wearing it and I was like, I love that coat. I've wanted that coat. She's like, I found it on Poshmark for you know, some ridiculously lower price or like half the amount. And I was like, what? Tell me of this place that you speak of. Anyways, so Poshmark is a place where people will buy and sell
used items usually.
Yeah.
There's also another one called ThredUp, which you can kind of go and keep an eye on secondhand clothes as well. And I love secondhand clothes shopping because it's like this unique gem that either, like you were saying, you know, you've been looking at for years and you finally found what you want. Or I kind of love that it's maybe something that not everyone is going to have right now. It's not like you can just go out to the mall and buy this exact thing. It's kind of fun. Yeah. Kind of like the thrill of shopping and getting a good deal and knowing that you were buying something that, you know, has been donated as secondhand.
You're going to give new life to something that you're going to love.
For sure. And so I love that. So that's another thing that she talked about within your purpose of aligning your consumerism.
Yeah. Okay, so let's recap, shall we?
Yes.
So for the mind, approach your closet with the mindset of possibilities.
For the body, make peace with dressing your body in its current state.
And for purpose, begin aligning your consumerism with your values.
Okay, so shout it out loud.
I should try to sing.
You should try to sing. I love this.
Shout it out loud.
Okay, awesome. Michelle, which of these are you going to choose for the week?
I really like the purpose challenge because I feel like it does help me move a little bit more slowly in my decisions. And so I'm not doing any sort of, I'm not impulse buying the same. And then I'm also not cluttering my space with just those impulse purchases.
That easy fashion.
Yes, that quick, fast fashion. And it also makes me just feel a little bit more like I'm doing my little part in my corner of the world to just to consume in a way that does align with my values. I like that.
Feels like responsible consuming, which I like. I like to feel proud of that. It's something I hadn't really ever considered until we talked to Dalee.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about it a lot. So I think that's a great challenge to take on.
Yeah.
All right. And you can message her about your brands and
which I totally will. I've got a few brands that I like to shop at and I'm really curious to know where the things are coming from and are the workers getting paid fairly and all of those kinds of things. Like what am I actually supporting when I purchase these?
Yes. I love that. I love that. Okay. I'm going to go with the mind. And I am going to shop my own closet. I have a bit of a shopping habit.
She has the best closet.
I really
like. Actually, multiple closets.
To consume things. And I haven't consumed as much recently because now I buy things for my daughter.
You're consuming just not
I'm
for you.
I'm consuming just for her. Not for me, but for her. And she does. She grows. And so she does need to consume things. And like I said, I do love thrifting and hand-me-downs. And so that goes a little bit into her wardrobe.
For sure.
But I think I'm going to try to consume less. Less click fast fashion, more shopping my own closet and kind of realizing what I have and what I can repurpose.
Yeah.
And looking at it from there.
Yeah.
That'll be a really good exercise for me.
Yeah. I love how she said we get really disenchanted with our purchases very quickly. And I thought that's such a good description because we do. Sometimes you just impulse buy something and like the next week you're like, meh.
Yeah, I didn't really need that. Oh.
Or I don't really love it.
I have a really good example of that. I saw like someone on social media that had this really cute outfit on and I was like, oh yeah, that's so cute. I should totally get that. It was only like $32 on Amazon. So I hurried and bought it and it came and I put it on and was like, eh, I don't really like this. And the girl.
Why did it look so cute in that
turns
picture?
Turns out the model was like 8 inches taller than me and, you know, 10 years
it just
younger.
Hung differently.
And it just looked better. It just didn't look that great on me. And I kind of was like, oh. And normally I probably would have been like, oh, I'm sure I'll wear it sometime. I'll just stuff it in my closet. I'll make it work. But instead, I put it right back in the box and was like, nope, we're returning this. I know it was only $23, but I'm not spending $23. And then I thought, oh my goodness, it was only $23, which means it probably was made cheaply, which means the material is probably not great. And then this kind of got, you know, this whole thought going on in my head because of our interview with Dalee. So it might totally change the way that you think. And I really think it's going to help me be more creative in the way that I dress, which is really exciting too.
It is, totally. I went to an event this last weekend and I was thinking, oh, I need to buy a new outfit. I need to buy something else to wear as I present. And then I remembered our conversation. I thought, you know what, Michelle, you've got clothes. And I went and looked and I found some things that I actually felt good in. And I was like, I didn't really need to spend any money. Look at that.
Yeah. And I have like a weird association with my clothes, but I remember things that I wore for certain occasions. Mm. And as soon as I put that on, it like brings something back to me and I love it. I recently was able to, with my mother-in-law, go through my husband's grandmother who passed away. I was able to go through some of the things in her closet. And I picked out, you know, like items that I remember that she had worn to like my kids' baptisms or baby blessings or a birthday party or things that I love. And so now, like when I put those on, like I love that as well. And so that's kind of something that maybe you can think of.
Story.
Yeah, a little story that comes through your clothing a little bit.
A little history, a little love energy.
Maybe a little more sentimental for you to hold on to and repurpose it in a way that feels sustainable and responsible. And love intentional, that. Which I love.
So good. Okay, if you want some help from Dalee, she would love to come and help you repurpose and find all the possibilities in your closet. She's good at this.
She's so good at it. If you're in the Salt Lake Valley, you should look her up. She's affordable and has some excellent services.
Yes, go to Instagram and find her at thestylistnextdoor_UT for Utah. And give her a little ring or give her a direct message and hook up with Dalee.
Yeah. At the very least, you can research your favorite clothing brands and kind of see what they're all about.
Yeah. Or even just follow her and get the inspiration from the things that she shares there.
We're so glad that she came and talked to us. And that's something that, like I said at the very beginning, we would kind of be silly not to acknowledge that the way that you present yourself on a physical level has to do, it really does influence your confidence.
It does.
And if you can even make that part of you something that you feel good about and that you can feel confident in, then that allows you to continue living the life that you want.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here today. We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye. Hey, thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode and invest in yourself.
We truly believe confident, caring women like you are changing the world.